hey, your friend doesn't have to just sit on the floor, you know. Why don't they just take my chair and I'll share the bed with you instead? It's fine. I feel bad making them sit on the floor. Go ahead and take it. I prefer being on my bed anyway, next to you. Hi. Can you move over for me? Yeah, that's good. You too comfortable then? I have to admit, this isn't exactly what I thought you meant when you said you wanted to spend some time together with me tonight. Well, I just mean, it sounded like you were implying that it was just gonna be the two of us here. I didn't know you were planning to bring your friend over as well. Yeah, I know they're sitting right there. I've met them before, but I haven't had a chance to really see your friends that often yet, to be honest. So it feels more natural to just talk to you like this. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't mind it that way. You don't mind, right? See, they don't mind. Plus, I think it's just more convenient and makes sense to talk through you instead. Yeah, they're your friend first anyway, not mine. I was planning tonight like it was gonna be a date night between the two of us, but since it's three of us here now, maybe we should go out to eat instead, or maybe we could see a movie even. Was I hoping for date night because I was expecting something else? What do you mean by that? Confirming that. I definitely did not say anything like that. That's your assumption. Also, hold on. I don't know if it's a good idea with your friend sitting, you know, right there. I'm not sure if they're cool with seeing us do this, though. What, you like being watched or something? No, I'm totally fine with this. You really think I'd be embarrassed? I'm just trying not to be rude to them, and I was thinking about things that we plus your friend could all enjoy. Because initially, I was planning for us to just hang out in my room and then order something in a bit. Which, I mean, are they cool with that? Oh, alright, you already told them what to expect. Then I guess it's the three of us staying here then. Huh. Do I not want your friend here? No, that's not what I meant at all. I was just caught off guard earlier when you showed up at the door together. Again, it's not a problem though. You've met some of my friends before, so it's really the same thing. I just feel guilty because I didn't have a chance to plan something more for them, but they're welcome to stay and hang out with us as long as they want. Well, you know what I mean by that. When it's just the two of us, sometimes just being able to spend time together is enough. And what we're doing doesn't matter as much. But I feel like it's kind of different when there's three people. They're not really the type to mind low energy stuff. As long as there's good food. Okay, I think we'll get along then. Actually, speaking of which, I should probably, can you hand me my phone on the desk behind you? Thanks. I should probably check on our order then. Oh yeah, I did say I was gonna try to prepare something for us tonight, but that kind of didn't work out that well, and I ended up ordering food instead. Don't worry about it. We can try that again another time. Anyway, I have something else scheduled in place of that. Well, I was gonna get some pizza and wings, and I did not forget the breadsticks, of course. But it was just gonna be for the two of us. Don't get me wrong, because it's still gonna be a lot of food. Enough leftovers for tomorrow, probably. Yeah. Enough for both of us, because you, usually spend the night here when you come over anyway. Why did I make that sound so vague? Well, I didn't know if your friend was alright with hearing about that. I didn't know if it would make them feel awkward. Really? I get the feeling that I might be missing something here, but... Fine. Alright. If you insist, don't worry. I will be more direct next time, since this kind of stuff apparently doesn't bother them. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Did your friend want to eat something else? Because I can add it to the order right now. You sure? Because this won't be for a couple more hours, so there's still lots of time if they have something else they prefer eating. Okay, cool. Well, we'll just keep it like this for now then, but if either of you end up changing your minds, just let me know. Better to prepare ahead of time, right? Alright, now that that is done, I can put this away. Oh, are you feeling cold? Might just be a lucky guess, but I see you keep hugging yourself and rubbing your arms together. That might be part of it. You are? A little bit? No. You're not getting another one of my hoodies. Why? Because you keep wearing them home the next day, and then I end up never seeing it again. No. No. I told you already. You need to start bringing your own jackets. Or, hear me out. This might be a crazy idea, but maybe return some of my hoodies back. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. You know what you're doing. And you know exactly what that fucking does to me. Besides, you have like 4 of my hoodies now? Oh, it's actually 5? Yeah, even I'm losing count of how many you've taken now. I don't know if you realized it, but I'm starting to run low here, you know. I mean, if you're that cold, then just come over here. Okay, that... slow down. I'm not going anywhere. You were just waiting for me to offer, weren't you? Okay. myself. However you want me to, you tell me. You're starting to feel better now. More if we want. Maybe later, when we have some actual alone time. You know what I mean? What I was originally planning for tonight before I found out your friend would be hanging out with us too. What's stopping me? What do you mean? Isn't it obvious? It's because you can feel me already. I would love to. You have no idea. But I am trying to be a good host for your friend as well right now. So there's not much we can do right now. Unless you want to take it while they watch you. What? Are you serious right now? That last part was a joke, by the way. And what if you were serious about it? Well, do you really mean it? Or is it just a what if? You are serious. You think it'd be fun to try? And you're saying all this when they're sitting right there. They don't mind. Really? Nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with the idea. Dirty, maybe, but not wrong. 'Cause it is. You're dirty as hell, honestly. It's a little unexpected. Is this why you brought them along in the first place? Yeah, I'll play your game. In a way, it's what I wanted to do from the start. And I like the idea. But nobody else gets to touch you but me, okay? You're mine. Be watched while I'm inside you. Yeah. Come on. You asked for this. I want to hear it out loud from your own lips. What do you want me to do to you? You want me to fuck you in front of them? Is that what you want? Say it. There you go. You're pretty good at this. A natural, really. Makes me wonder how long you've been fantasizing about this. So fucking dirty. Well, let's give them a show then. Them watch while I ruin you entirely. And the idea of someone watching it happen turns you on even more. You're really getting off on just a thought of it, aren't you? When we haven't even started yet. Even imagining it alone is already... grinding on me already. Then why don't you show us, starting with your mouth? Show them what you do with that pretty mouth of yours when nobody else is around. Let's start by stripping these clothes off you. Come on, lift your arms up for me. Still, yeah, get this off. Now slip your underwear off. Unless you need me to tear them off you myself. How else are they gonna watch you properly? Get a good look at the side of you. No one else but me gets to see. Look up at me, baby. Perfect. Open your mouth. Suck it. Your mouth feels so good. When you do that with your tongue too. Ah. you do this. I want you to show them how you touch yourself. Or do you need me to help you out? Give me your hand. I'll get them nice and wet for you. Now, use them on yourself. Exactly what I tell you. You're so good at that. Remember your audience too. Turn your body toward them. I bet this is a first for both of you. Things you never thought you'd do. Letting your own friend watch you with my cock down your throat. You know, they can see all of you right now. Show them how much of a little slut you are. Did you just get tighter hearing that? You love that. Good slut. Keep going. You're not gonna stop. I know. Feeling so exposed just turns you on even more, though. Stop. You can stop here. We're not done just yet. Because I still need to fuck you. Come here. Spread your legs for me. There you go. Relax. Focus on me, baby. You're doing so well. Squeezing me so tight. Moan for me. I want you to moan for me. Don't act shy now, trying to hold them back. Let me help you out down here too. Move your hand. I'm gonna make you feel good here too. want you to let them hear how fucking good this feels for you. Will you take all of me? I know you can do it, baby. Just like that. Fuck. Like that. Fuck yourself on my cock. Why don't you spread your legs more too? Like this. Let them see us together. Come on, more. There you go. They can see everything now. My cock thrusting in and out of your hole. The way you're squeezing me each time, like you're begging for more of me. Like you don't want to let go. Because you're my needy little slut. Feeling so full with me inside you. You want them to watch. I know it's turning you on even more. Is this what you fantasize about? Getting spread apart and fucked in front of someone? Letting them watch you? Yeah. You. You love this. You're drunk on my cock. Keep doing that. Oh fuck. I'm getting close. I wanna come inside you while I watch. Beg for it. Oh. fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my cum. Coming. Calm there was inside. Still. Squeeze. Squeeze for me. Your idea, right? Fuck, it was hot. I mean, maybe you should let me know if you have any other ideas in the future. Look at your friend over there. I know they enjoyed watching this too, right? Why don't we go wash up together first? Unless they want to watch that too.